gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
It's going to be a jam-packed third hour. So much incredible news to get to. I intend to jam some calls in there as well. I want to briefly get this in the short segment. I want to come back and get into the elites going to the bunkers at the highest feverish rate of activity ever. What does that tell you? It tells you a lot. We'll get into it. Also, Trump, again, set to announce foreign interference Thursday night special speech. Bill Gates, we'll wait to hear what he's up to. It's all coming up. But right now, Trump was just talking to the Iraqi prime minister, bragging about, you know, they killed Saddam before that and gave him the Sunnis to hang. And then he killed Soleimani, and they have had a big issue with the Iranians and the Shiites there, causing most of the problems, or, you know, fighting back against the West, you could say, from their perspective. And then he talks about, we don't need a military in Iraq because we're taking out Iran. Well, that remains to be seen. I certainly don't want us there to let them handle their own problems. But here's those clips from the White House just about an hour ago.
And I actually think the leaders of Iran were afraid of Soleimani, but I killed him. And by the way, with him went a very bad person also. They happened to be meeting each other at the airport, and a very bad person from Iraq happened to be a leader of Iraq, happened to be killed in that same incident. So I don't know if I did you a favor or not. I've never asked you that question. You probably would know better than me. But no, I think that what we've done to Iran is we've taken away all of their, almost all of their military capability.
President,
he has to hear that.
A question.
Go ahead.
قاسم سليماني وأنه كيف تم قتله على يده في الولاية الأولى له في عندما كان رئيسا للولايات المتحدة فالفكرة هو طبعا كان شخص ذكي جدا وعبقري لكنه كان شرير بنهاية المطاف وفي حادث استهدافه قتل عراقي آخر عراقي كان في صحبته كانوا يلتقوا في مطار في العراق في بغداد فهو بيسأل هل هو كان عملكم خدمة أم لا ما هي النظرة بالنسبة لمقتل سليماني
أنا في ذاك الوقت لا أمارس السياسة
At that time I was not in politics
وأريد كل جيتي نتحدث عن المستقبل إيش راح نسوي
In my visit like I'd like to talk about the future
شو عادي من ماضينا القديم
Trump kills everybody
Well we don't think we need the military there anymore It's a very It's a big operation, and what we do have is the oil companies are all going in now, and they're doing partnerships with Iraq, and they're getting along very well. The relationship is a whole big relationship where we don't need the military. We're there to help them. We're there to protect them if need be, but we don't think that's going to be necessary. And their primary, I consider it an opponent. They might have considered a friend, but I consider that an opponent was Iran, was a big burden on Iraq because they were the bully of the Middle East, as you know. And we were just talking about that, but they're not going to have that problem anymore because Iran has been very much destabilized and really their military power is just a tiny fraction of what it was just 4 months ago. So they're not going to have that problem. I think that it's really, in a sense, it's given them freedom to do what they have to do. And I think that's one of the reasons that our oil companies are going in there at
All right, back in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere's.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. my power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets.
Well, Trump says the Strait of Hormuz has never been more open. That's completely not true. What are we supposed to do that want Trump to succeed, don't like the Democrats, but he's just the ridiculous fiasco is going on? How do you respond to that? Just be delusional? Like, okay, it's open and oil prices are down, which they're not. They're shooting back up. I want to hear from listeners about where you think this is going. Is there any off-ramps with Russia, with Iran? What do we do about Israel trying to literally take over the military and the current Defense Authorization Act? Well, Massey has now officially introduced a bill to strip that because it's already passed out of committee. He's got to do it as an amendment. This is a big deal. So I want to take some phone calls, first-time callers, so new people get a chance to get in on the show. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 0642. That's 512-266-0642. Just dial your country access code and the U.S. code if you want to call in as well. 512-266-0642. All right. So the elites building bunkers and having escape ships because they think that's the safest place to be has been going on for a long time. I first learned about this in about 2005. Back then, I would still go on TV shows and appear in movies and do video game voiceovers since I was offered these jobs out in Hollywood. And then as soon as Obama got in, it was like, hey, you can't criticize Obama and have these jobs. And I was making pretty good money on that stuff and putting it back into InfoWars. So that was a great thing. And I said, no, I'm not going to compromise. So I got shut down and all those jobs stopped abruptly. But long story short, when I was out there, 2005, 6, I forget, and I was having lunch with a pretty big producer and some big Hollywood lawyers. I mean, these are well-known names if I said them. And they were all into politics in the world, and they thought 9/11 was an inside job, even though they were liberals. And they were against, Trump's, George W. Bush's war, and I was against that. So even though they knew I wasn't really a liberal, but more of a libertarian, they liked me. And they liked to pick my brain. And so after lunch, I go with this producer I'd known for years, and we're out walking around and got some coffee or whatever. And he's like, listen, I was going to do a deal with James Cameron. He was going to, with these big investors, put in hologram movie theaters where you sit in a circle around it and the movies are holograms. We've had the technology a long time, but he's decided that there's going to be a nuclear war or a biological war or some big destruction event from the elites he knows. And so he's basically getting out of the movie business, except, for this Avatar thing he's making. And that's why he really has these fleets of ships, and he writes it off of the, finding the Titanic and stuff like that. But really he has all these big giant ships because he's moved to New Zealand and got a bunker, but that's just his home base. He's got these ships, so he'll survive the end of the world. And I reported that like 7-8 years before it hit the news. And, people heard me say that, and I love Mark Dice, but even he criticized me on it and said, oh, come on, Jones, that, you don't know that. But that was the first time I really, talked about this. And then I heard more from people and talked to people, and occasionally there'd be some big wigs in New York wanting to meet with me or DC or LA, and they'd fly me out there because I would want to tell them and warn them and tell them you should join Team Humanity. And they were like, no, we think increasingly There's going to be a big catalyzing, catastrophic event. It could be an asteroid. It could be a pole shift. It could be a nuclear war. It could be a biological attack. It could be a cyber breakdown, a Carrington event. But we're told by the technocrats that this is coming. We got to get ready. And the government's built all these bunkers. And we work with them in COG. We can have access to those. But we don't want to be in some government bunker. Where do you think the safest place to be is? And I'd be like, I'm not a strategic relocation expert. But I know a bunch of them, like Joel Skousen. And I made a documentary film off of his book about that, I guess about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, or whatever it was. So I'm a person that gets contacted and gets talked to about this stuff. And you'd think, you know, the times I've been invited to speak to, you know, billionaires and groups of people, and it's probably happened, I don't know, 15 times in the last 20-something years. I mean, really big people. They're not trying to influence me. They're picking my brain and then having, like, sometimes five-hour debates with each other or longer, and then breakaway groups wargaming all this stuff. And, you know, how do we have a reset that's not destructive? How do we have a reset that's not a war? Because there's people that want that. And you see Elon externalizing this at the World Government Summit a few years ago. Like, you guys know the old cycle's coming to an end. You always do a war. You can't do that. And then he laid out the reasons it'll get us all killed. And we got to have a new system, and we've got to, you know, stop enslaving people and get pro-humanity and have more kids. And not because he's some angel. I'm not projecting that onto him. I don't know. But because he understands that their eugenics-based post-human deindustrialization model won't work. He said, you know, 5 years ago, don't get rid of fossil fuels either. We need those as well. So they want austerity. They want the Great Reset. That's a large part of the globalist. But there are a lot of people within their camp who say they don't. And I mean, I've had prominent ones to my face, quite a few of them tell me this, on the phone, you name it, or in person. And so I won't, you know, sit there and miss an opportunity. I don't ever push it. I don't ever invite myself. I don't ever try to go to any of the meetings. If I wanted to go to the big think tank meetings and stuff, I've been invited to them by Henry Kissinger, all of it. But I knew that was to compromise me. Those are bad guys. So I didn't work with that group. And by work with them, I mean, you know, talk to them. I don't converse. I don't engage. But I have some of the other groups. And they're not even like official groups, but it's more like think tanks, unofficial think tanks, or really debate clubs. I mean, that's what smart people do. And so there's been an intensifying consensus even before the Russia war started and this Iran thing that things are out of control and that one group of globalists wanted to have a controlled demolition with the Great Reset using COVID as the lockdown to bring us into a cashless society, universal basic income, social credit score, and that they should detonate the collapse themselves to pose as saviors and control it. But because that's been exposed by myself and others, it's wrong what they were doing, they have figured out they've lost so much trust, they're not going to be able to pull a controlled collapse and then pose as the saviors and not get the blame for it. So now a lot of them have pulled back from that. A lot of them were never for it. A lot of them are still for it. And so that's the backstory on all of this. And that's the thinking going on. I told you this years and years before it hit mainstream news. I mean, this is now in the news. These discussions are going on. And so a lot of the globalists are like, there's too many people. It can't manage it. Knock the population down to 500 million, like the Georgia Guidestone said. Have total control. They call it the end of history. So there's no more cycles anymore. We're the total technocracy, AI controlled. That's one angle. And there's competing systems within that, or no, have some technocracy, but still be egalitarian. So there's all these different camps and factions within the larger globalist faction that overlaps with the Chi-Com faction, that overlies with the Zionist faction, and just it's a mess. And they all claim they want peace and want a world government or whatever in the past to stop destruction, but then they all double deal and sell weapons and screw each other and, you know, run scams. And so in their own words, that's why their global government, their system failed. When the Chi-Coms 18 years ago double-crossed them and pulled out, that was the beginning of the end, even in their own system. And now the public's partially awake to them. There's no way they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So everybody talks about how they're building the bunkers and the doomsday systems and running off to, you know, Tasmania and New Zealand and Argentina and all the rest of it and up towards the where the tree line ends and Northern Canada and all the rest of it, building their own little secret communities. But instead, we should talk about why are they doing that? people think about why are they doing it as an afterthought? Where does that tell you we are as a society and a civilization when a spectrum of the establishment elites are giving up on civilization and giving up on society? And then you get the effect of them grabbing more resources more recklessly and hoarding them and moving them around, which then exacerbates the collapse. And then you've got Trump, who, at least on the surface and even down deeper, I don't know what it's at his core, is trying to stabilize the West and is trying to relaunch innovation, and so is Elon Musk, and Elon particularly. So that's not just surface talk. That's bona fides. That's judge a tree by its fruits. And so I'm not in alignment with that. I don't even trust all of that because I it's so complex. But and the alliances are always shifting. But I do support the natalist, pro-human, pro-family, pro-human future, optimistic, expansionist, laissez-faire system that the globalists are completely diametrically opposed to, because it doesn't allow them to continue their monopoly of control that's created major stagnancy in innovation, but also exacerbated conflicts, stagnation with increased conflict. So here is a important interview with popular podcaster Julian Donnelly. Julian left stunned after billionaire Bunker's conversation, naming names of one of the top futurist advisors who goes to these meetings. I've never been in a meeting with this guy, but I've read his writings and heard his stuff quoted, and I agree with a lot of what he, you know, says about where we're at. And here he is having a conversation about the establishment pretty much giving up on civilization. Well, you can't give up and just run to the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, I understand that it's if you think it's all going down, and if I had the money and resources and things and a big private jet where I could fly back and forth, I would probably be in Argentina or New Zealand or something. I mean, that's definitely, I understand moving back from the blast radius physically, but the breakdown of the nuclear war in the Northern Hemisphere alone, all the numbers, it'll be War of the Worlds, World War Z very quickly down there as well. And that's why these guys are building these up in the mountains with bunkers and basically financing the local town, the constabulary, and you know, moving in people with plans to, you know, blow the pass during a collapse so that the millions of starving people 100 miles away in the major city can't get in. But still, you'll be 3 months later, once society's collapsed, it'll reform into warlords. And then the warlords are going to come boiling up the hill in their armored vehicles and, you know, with their refueled helicopters to attack you. I mean, that's where this goes. And they'll say, we know that, but it's better than just, you know, getting vaporized when atomic and hydrogen bombs come raining down on our major cities. So here is a Julian Dory, sorry, I said his name wrong, left stunned after billionaire Bunker's conversation. Here it is.
We talked with Doug Rushkoff yesterday. That podcast isn't going to be out for like 4 or 5 weeks or so, because it's not time sensitive. And I've been filming a lot of great podcasts, and we got to get some other ones out. But Doug was a really interesting conversation. He's a guy I spoke about maybe like 8 weeks ago, where we played a clip of Doug in 2020 discussing his time advising billionaires. And this is this interview was before COVID. It was like February 2020. And he was discussing his time advising some billionaires a few years before that.
2018, he said.
Yeah, 2017 or 2018. Yeah. Privately advising some powerful billionaires on how to plan for an end of the world or civilizational threat event. And it was something that they call it
the event.
The event.
Yeah.
So when he went to – you'll get all the details in our conversation. But when he went to talk to these guys, it wasn't like they were wondering or speculating that something could happen. They literally had a name for what would happen. They called it the event. They said it could be anything from nuclear disaster
pandemic
to artificial intelligence having a serious issue to a pandemic to something with the – climate. They had all these different possibilities, but like, it's totally happening. So we're building bunkers. They had notes and they wanted to know exactly how to plan for the end of the world, because Doug Rushkoff is like he's been a long time tech futurist philosopher, very well respected, got a lot of predictions right back in the 90s. So that's why he's being called into a meeting like this. And, you know, he was blown away by like their lack of humanity. And the craziest part was I did it again, but I'm sitting there and I'm trying to, you know, there's a lot of billionaires these days, but I'm trying to plug like who they could have been. And I just, I can't, I'll never be able to say, it's off record, but I had this one guy in my head, and it's not one of, it's not, you know, Peter Thiel or Elon Musk or something like that. It's a more nondescript guy, but I had this guy in my head. I'm like, why do I think this was the guy leading the meeting? Like the dude calling it. And so I didn't have paper in front of me, but I was like, Deef, put the, can you stick the camera on Doug real quick?
Mm-hmm.
He stuck the camera on Doug, and I had my like, my band over there, my elastic band. I had the pen, so I wrote the name on the elastic band and I held it up to Doug, who's like this like happy-go-lucky dude. He laughs the whole time he's talking, no matter how serious the subject is. And when I showed it to him, he went, can people see? I'm like, no, people can't see that. He's like, yes, that was him. And I was like, sometimes I'll put it this way, because I'll never say who that was, but sometimes people really, really, literally tell you who they are. And many of us don't listen. And you should listen when they do.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Because some idiot YouTuber like me sitting in a studio in his house that he sleeps in as well should not be able to guess that on an elastic band on the first try. But I did. And it's just, it all ties, somehow all ties together, Deef.
Yeah. You see what the foundation of our great country is built on in this year of 250.
Surveillance and elite technocracy. That's exactly what they built it on. More on that in a few minutes.
Well, let me tell you guys, I've been at some of those meetings. And that's why I'm there, because... Well, Mr. Jones, you've got the best accuracy rate on wide spectrum analysis of anybody we've looked at. We've put your combined shows through AI and even trained AI on you, and you've got the best predictive abilities out there. And even before I got told that at a meeting about 5 years ago, it was, show you how dialed in he is, Mike Cernovich, because he goes to these meetings, and I'll just leave it at that. And I've been at some meetings with Cernovich, but the point is that he calls me up and he says, you see these documents, these got leaked to me. The reason you've really been censored, one of the reasons is they wanted to take you out of the main AI models they're doing, because I was one of the most prolific people, tens of millions of views on YouTube, everywhere else. They're training it on YouTube on their language model. And they basically say you've infested it, but they've, you know, got separate AI models where they're training it with you. So they have one version they give the public that doesn't really work, and then they've got other versions. And I'm not like trying to say, hey, look, I'm so smart, I'm used to train the establishment's AI. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that. And then later some of that came out. So that's how, and of course there were headlines yesterday, Google is secretly using your emails and your YouTubes and everything you do on Google properties to train AI. It's you too now. But in the earlier models, they were only using a few dozen people, and I was one of them. In fact, I meant to show that yesterday. It was in yesterday's stack. I already cleaned that off. It's in there. Just type in Google is using your YouTube videos and your emails. Google is using your personality to train AI models. And of course, that's no secret. Everybody knows that. But back then, was that 5 years ago? Is it longer? Man, time goes by. No, that's when I was really starting to get censored. Goodness gracious. It was already bad. 7-8 years ago. Wow. I keep saying five. And I love getting Cernovich on. He's super smart, but he doesn't really do interviews anymore. And he's just like, no, I don't want to. Your show's too big. I don't want to be on the radar. Nope. Nope. And so there you go. But if anybody thinks I'm joking around about this stuff, I mean, I've Cernovich is, I've been at some of the same deals with him. And I mean, I'm talking about like 10 people. and like we're the only guys that aren't famous billionaires. And again, it's not like, oh, we want to influence you. Oh, we want you to work for us. It's more like, well, this question, that question. What about this? And they're all arguing about stuff. And it's like, you know, that's what goes on, folks. And so you'll hear these stories like, they're having orgies at Bilderberg and all this stuff. I've never been to Bilderberg. And it's like, no, they're not. They're scheming. And but they're also wargaming. But then you got people that are at that breaking away and are going, this isn't going well. What are we going to do? And you have the manifestation of that with Elon Musk, who's publicly telling you these people worship AI gods. They want to get rid of all of us. They're not good. And you say, well, he's involved in all the tech that's going to be used for that. Well, he's in a race to control it. He says for good. I'm not even saying trust him. I'm just saying he's one of the only ones doing that. And then I can tell you, it's been in the news, but I've confirmed it behind the scenes talking to a bunch of people that know him. Peter Thiel's basically given up on politics and is quasi-retiring to Argentina. That's how bad he thinks it is. But he's not the only one. Most of them are doing that. Larry Page, Sergey Brin, they're all staying on yachts, huge floating cities in the middle of nowhere in the South Pacific for a reason. Because of the spike protein and the 6G and the everything in the West. I mean, we've been slated for destruction. And so just that basic fact is something you should know. And that's the reality. I mean, look at this. This goes back to last year. Tech billionaires seem to be doom prepping. Should we all be worried? BBC. Billionaires are building luxury bunkers to escape doomsday. Vice.com. The super rich preppers planning to save themselves from the apocalypse. Why billionaires are building doomsday bunkers can't predict the next global catastrophe. And it goes on and on. You got the people that are worth hundreds of millions, not billions, they all get together and build their own communities in the middle of nowhere that look like nice houses on the surface, but there's underground bunkers under it. And then you've got all of the, you know, the Nouveau Riche, the Hollywood folks all getting out of Hollywood. And, you know, Mark Wahlberg's got this community. He's a great guy, by the way. You know, off in Florida in the middle of nowhere. They basically get there with a helicopter. And there's only like 45 families living there. And you know, that's what people that aren't ultra, ultra rich, but, you know, just very, very wealthy are doing. And then you've got Ivanka Trump going, oh, yeah, a couple of years ago with the Rothschilds, we got a $5 billion island, the former, you know, nuke base of the Russians, and there's thousands of bunkers, and we took it over, and we're getting the coastline and building an airport, and Albania, and the Albanians get pissed off about it. Yeah, so here's some of the nice underground bunkers, folks. But what they really are is tombs. So the smarter people are building little communities, towns up in the middle of nowhere where everybody's, you know, understands what's going on. The Swiss model, where obviously everybody's armed to the teeth and everybody's got firearms. But there is no perfect way out of this other than a relationship with God and saving civilization as a true elite, a true aristocrat, actually tries to empower the people for their own security and own future, but also knowing all this stuff blows back on you. So that's where we are. I'm going to come back, talk to John, Rodney, Tim, Freeman, Tom, and a few others. Tell you what Bill Gates is up to and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and share the live feeds and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Keeping it real, giving you tomorrow's news today. Be sure and support us with the great products at thealexjonesstore.com. Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter shower head. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure. And you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine. And then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever. In my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Pretty much a consensus in a lot of the establishment who are all their own factions and will work in general together towards power and control and screwing the little guy, consolidating wealth, but they have no allegiance really to anything. And it's that selfishness that got them where they are, but it's that selfishness that will also get them destroyed and us along with them. There's a consensus, not just that they're pulling the plug on humanity, but that they can't help but pull the plug. And then they're control freaks, so why not pull the plug themselves? And that's where Bill Gates comes in. He wants the power of God to be able to slowly poison you, kill you, and make money off the treatments they give you as they kill you. because he's a super predator under the social Darwinistic worldview. And if he doesn't fill that apex predator slot, somebody else will. You know, I just gave you the ultimate truth about these people and their psychology. We have Lindsey Graham's sister being sworn in right now to replace the South Carolina warmonger and war criminal. There was Senator Grassley. We have some big ICE developments. We'll get to that in a moment. But that's where we are in this situation. So Bill Gates doesn't do a lot of interviews anymore. He used to do dozens a week, propagandizing us, saying, oh, yeah, we just shoot genetically modified organisms right in little kids' arms. We have no idea what they're going to do. We just shoot them right in the vein. Well, yeah, if we kill an old lady, we can hire 10 teachers, but that's a death panel. Introducing you to the idea to be predators, not take care of humanity. If you build the infrastructure and all that, actually take care of people, builds an economy. No, he wants a non-functioning society he can consolidate. He wants to attack any sector of the economy that's healthy and good, because anything that's doing well is standalone, is independent. He wants domestication. He wants enslavement. And so Bill Gates is not a philanthropist. Bill Gates and his World Population Control Foundation, that was the name of it until they changed the name in 2000 and officially launched the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The World Population Control Society was set up by his mother and father out of the IBM trust of Thomas Watson, who was the world head of the World Eugenics Society and the top planner for Adolf Hitler when it came to racial hygiene, and traveled to Germany even at the beginning of World War II to receive the highest honor ever given by the Nazis, above even awards given to Adolf Hitler. And, of course, Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. He gave a PBS interview with Moyers in the late 90s, admitting that he wants to depopulate the Earth. But if you want to do that, oh, he loves you. He's weaponizing mosquitoes and ticks and, oh, the COVID shots, and then putting his money into tax-free and then having the tax-free foundations then buy the poison shots and things from the companies he's invested in. And then you got Charlie Munger, who came up with that scam more than 60 years ago, and then he taught it to Warren Buffett, and then Charlie Munger taught it to Bill Gates' dad and to Bill Gates. By the way, there's documentaries and books about that. I get all this from Bill Gates. And so where am I going with Bill Gates? He's not a philanthropist. He's a control freak monster that wants to play God and who's the apex predator and fills that space in his mind. So he's not just gone in and gotten the WHO and the UN and Gavi and all the big international vaccine and drug regulatory boards literally under his control. Bill Gates worldwide is the number one funder of the regulatory groups, the WHO and Gavi and the other international groups and the national groups in countries all over the world. And he's been criminal charges and investigations in India and the Netherlands and the rest of it. And so now you don't see him out on TV that often. In fact, it's probably been 3-4 months since I saw Bill Gates pop up. But he just popped up a couple days ago on a program remotely, leering in the dark like he had a flashlight under his face, like a ghoul, which is what he is. Here's Johnny, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we governments can't do this, but we can. We've got a global standardized system where poor people, you know, can have their health care and their businesses and their lives all run off this new digital system. And what they do is they give them microloans, or they give them a couple $100 a year. But if you're in areas of Africa where that's what you make in a year, literally, it gives them total control for the social credit score. To then, oh, you got sterilized, or oh, you did this, or you took all your shots. Well, now you get more money. And that is a microcosm or beta test model of the global social credit score, universal basic income system with all the strings attached that come with it. So the full article and video that I shot this morning is at alexjoneslive.com. I hope you watch it. I hope you share it, because it's not just about you knowing. It's about others knowing. That's really the key to everything. Bill Gates admits digital IDs to be used for banking, health, voting, and education. And it's all corporate, controlled by them. Alex Jones issues an exclusive message via X today responding to a Bill Gates interview with CNBC where the billionaire globalist discussed the agenda to roll out a digital currency identification system that would enact a technocratic control grid. Remember, he's also the number one funder and underwriter of corporate media, not just PBS, but CNN, NBC, all of it. ABC Nightly News, all of it. Look it up. Billions a year on that. So and also financing TV shows with plots where I'm attacked in it and supplements are attacked and people that don't take shots are attacked. I mean, he pays for the propaganda in fiction, nonfiction, everywhere. Of course, corporate media really is fiction. And they have this UN/Chinese private-backed corporate consortium that he's the main funder of that a decade ago already had the world ID, the central bank digital currency standardization, the vaccine passport, all based on an internet ID that they're passing at the national and local levels around the world for, quote, stopping kids watching porn. Well, no, parents should just control that because, again, that's an ID for adults, too, for internet ID. The road to hell's paved with people selling you on good intentions. So Bill Gates admits digital IDs to be used for banking, health, voting, and education. Jones broke down the New World Order endgame of population control and how the social credit score system will be paired with the global ID being pushed by Gates and others. British independent journalist Jim Ferguson posted a breakdown of the agenda, writing, Bill Gates says digital identity systems are becoming central to the expansion of digital finance and public services. He specifically highlighted their use for financial transactions and banking, health services with no brick and mortar, voting and education. Gates also praised digital systems developed in countries such as India and China, arguing that other nations should adopt similar infrastructure with support from governments, central banks, international institutions, and private companies. Once the system is established, he says banks, phone companies, and technology firms will build further services on top of it. My assessment, the concern is not merely the digital identity exists, it is how much of everyday life becomes dependent upon it. When banking, employment, healthcare, education, and voting are connected through a single identity framework, they can turn it off, they can tax you, manipulate you, penalize you. Governments, corporations gain enormous power over access. Any system that's powerful must remain voluntary, decentralized, and legally protected against surveillance, exclusion, and political abuse. But that's not what's happening. From day one, to quote Tedros and the head of the UN, Secretary General, and Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab, and Larry Fink, you can pull up all of them saying, they all say we're going to use the central bank digital currencies and the digital ID to control your behavior and make you submit to the ESG Global Social Credit Score. So this is the mark of the beast. Even if you don't believe Revelation, everything described there is what they're doing with it. This is the Antichrist. And they will use this to shut down competition for total control, as they've already been doing. That's why it's key to support credit card processing companies, and there's not many out there, and other good groups that won't censor you, and to build our own economy now. It is absolutely beyond vital that that be done. And that's why we have the great sponsor that I've had for almost 10 years. And I would try to go out and get backups too, just to have a backup, and they'd always kick me off. And that's FirstUnitedPayments.com. FirstUnitedPayments, one word, FirstUnitedPayments.com or 877-899-1313. I just sprung that on the crew. Maybe we could put a lower third up. 877-899-1313 or FirstUnitedPayments.com. It doesn't matter if you already have a merchant account. It doesn't matter if you just got a restaurant or an online business selling widgets. You should be supporting the people that have great service and won't kick you off, because in the future, it's coming after everybody, and it already is. You need to move to the patriots that have supported folks already that have great rates and great service ahead of that, or at least have FirstUnitedPayments.com as your backup now, 877-899-1313. And later, I want to take that clip out and post it and put that up for folks. All right, let's take a few phone calls now before I shift into other news. But it's simple. These guys want a monopoly and consolidation. We have to support while there's still companies and groups out there that haven't been taken over or shut down. We have to expand those and have the free open economy and the diverse economy grow. All right, let's go ahead and go to Rodney in Indiana. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's a real pleasure finally talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
Long-time supporter. In the words of Rob Dew, anybody that doesn't filter their water is just stupid. We've had Alexa Pure for years, and we're going to be switching over to your new filters here pretty soon. But, hey, first thing I thought of when I heard Graham had a heart attack, I bet he was over there in Ukraine doing cocaine and male prostitutes would probably drop dead.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir.
I said the first thing I thought of when I heard Graham had a heart attack in Ukraine, he was probably over there doing cocaine and male prostitutes.
Look, we can have rumors all day long. The timeline doesn't fit for him getting back to the United States. I mean, maybe he did. The FBI is all over his house for days with the neighbors. I mean, what do you think we can prove is going on?
Well, if I was one of his neighbors, I'd say I didn't see nothing because they're probably wanting to know who saw them taking the body inside the house.
And oh,
then they can find some loose ends. I didn't see nothing. I was watching TV all day if I was a neighbor.
You'd be Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes?
Absolutely.
I know nothing. I saw nothing. I mean nothing.
Hey, one more thing. I know you're busy, but could you guys start making some new stickers and I could replace all those InfoWars stickers on the back of stop signs?
Oh, how dare you apologize for such a great idea. I've been meaning to do that. And we're also going to create a new kind of funnel to alexjoneslive.com. It's got some cool name. I've got a bunch in my mind. It'll still send you there, but it's even a better URL than alexjoneslive.com. So, yes, sir, I am on that, and that is something we're going to do very, very soon. Yes, sir, great idea. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I promise you we'll get that for you soon. And we'll throw them free in all the orders like we've always done. And then we'll have them at cost in bulk so people can buy them. Yeah, that pissed the left and the globalist off that InfoWars got written on, you know, spray-painted and on government buildings and stickers around the world. I mean, from all over the planet, from South Africa to New Zealand to France to the U.K. to the U.S., to Mexico. I mean, I've been driving down the road, you know, in all over the country and seen it. And InfoWars lives forever. You know, we're all in the information war. Notice the bad guys never got the URL. They didn't get it. Now they just say they're operating as us without even having it legally. They're not going to be very happy very soon. We'll just leave it at that. the arrogance, the insolence, the desperateness. Let's go ahead and take a call from Tim in Arizona. On chemicals in the water. Tim, welcome.
Good to meet you, sir. How you doing?
Doing all right, brother. Welcome.
Hey, man, I got a lot of information for you. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to just start with the chemicals in the water. God dang it, man. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, but also the scariest, about the frogs turning gay.
Oh, yeah?
Atrazine's everywhere. I actually did some testing at my house with my water to see if we had glyphosate. And we have the glyphosate bomb going on here. So we had to filter all of our water, and now we have meth lab quality water. It's the best water you could ever find. We're not tweakers. We're Americans, red-blooded and angry.
I don't know what meth level means. I guess with doing chemical construction or making compounds, you need really clean water, I know, like with making microchips. So you're saying you have fab-level clean water?
Yes, lab-level clean water, because I absolutely will not let fluoride get to my kids or atrazine or any of those damn herbicides that they're trying to give to all of our children and screw them over.
Yeah, people wonder why IQs are plunging, kids aren't as smart, major neurological disorders. It's the water,
dumb.
It's the food.
They're dumb. They can't even read books anymore, Alex. They can't even read the first letter. They go, today, Junior. I go, what the hell are they doing? It's all the atrazine.
Billy, you're 8 years old. What do you know? I'm white and I'm bad and I need to cut my penis off. Billy, what's 2 plus 2? I don't even know what 2 plus 2 is. What is a 2?
You know what, man? I went through college and all that bullcrap scam, and you wouldn't believe the amount of times and things I had. I had a German teacher going, oh, I was so scared coming to America. I had to go through immigration. I'm like, bitch, you're the one who invented Nazism. What do you think this is? This is America.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. I forgot to play the short Bill Gates clip. I like to show you what somebody said, not just tell you what they said. We'll play that and go back to calls. Here it is.
Well, we believe having the ability to save and transact is something that should be universal, and a lot of forms have adopted that goal. We won't be able to do that with traditional systems. That is, the cost of bank branches and paperwork is just too high. But fortunately, starting with countries like Kenya, and more recently with a robust system in places like India, we see that you can have digital financial inclusion. India is a great example. They did a lot of their own technology, which won't be possible for other countries. And so the role of the Gates Foundation as an advocate for those who don't have access today is to make sure there's technology and standards, including open source work that we're providing through the financial switch, which is called MojiLoop, and through the digital identity system, which is extremely valuable, not just for financial activities, but for health and voting and education, and that's called MOSIP.
Since there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all solution, what is the role that you see the private sector playing in being able to collaborate with different governments to ensure that we move forward?
Well, once you have the digital money system, then there's all sorts of services and applications that can be built on top of that, whether it's helping with health or education or agriculture, you know, giving people visibility into their financial status, giving them advice, you know, should they take a loan, should they buy insurance, what makes sense. The phone becomes a connection for low-cost interaction with those customers that doesn't require human activity that, you know, would be beyond the means of the people we're trying to get to who don't yet have these accounts. So the digital revolution, which, of course, was where I worked before moving full time to the foundation, here we're trying to make sure that the developing countries have the benefit of the digital revolution, in some cases before it gets to even some of the rich countries who have legacy systems that people are so used to that the speed that they'll transition out of them won't be as fast as, say, China or India, that didn't have that history. And so it's really learning what worked in China and India and now making it easy for even smaller countries to do this, working with a lot of partners, including the World Bank, African Development Bank, many of them. So private sector will help these central banks create these systems, but moreover, the phone companies, the banks, and the entrepreneurs will build applications that use these financial capabilities.
And this is meant to cut out all the local banks and infrastructure and have one big global system. This just broke Reuters today. Warren Buffett cuts off donations to Gates Foundation following Epstein revelations. Warren Buffett has stopped donating to Gates Foundation, ending a 2 decades philanthropic partnership following revelations about interactions between Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, really the head of the Philatelic Commission. Buffett said Tuesday he is donating $6 billion to Berkshire Hathaway stock, comprising 12 million B-class shares in his annual mid-year donation to four family foundations overseen by his daughter Susie and sons Howard and Peter, which all carry out the same type of evil crap. So there you go, rats leaving the sinking ship. Let's go back to your calls now. Let's talk to Tom in Oklahoma. Tom, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm probably pretty easily the longest continuously serving Republican precinct chairman in the state of Oklahoma. I know a lot of these people. I am fascinated that the NDAA in the Senate, I can't get a straight answer. We hardly know our senators. Alan Armstrong was a millionaire who was appointed by the governor to fill the spot of Mark Wayne Mullen, who told his constituents that he would only serve in the House a couple of terms and get back to his business and home. And when they told him they paid him to do this or that, he said, "You don't pay me nothing. I paid it enough taxes that I pay myself, and I only do this as a service." The other guy is James Lankford, who the Lord God himself plucked right out of a Baptist camp at Falls Creek, Oklahoma, with no resume and no experience and no previous political campaigning, and dropped him right into the U.S. House, and now he's our senior senator. Well, I finally got one of his people to admit that right there in the NDAA, they're melding the U.S. military with the Israeli military. Oh, it's just to ensure easier access to information and easier transfer. Why are we transferring information to Israel? They spy on us enough as it is. Nothing about Israel in the NDAA, guys. Not one word. There should not be one word about Israel or any other government melding with any element of our government. This is our government. We did not vote for Netanyahu, the Pole, Milikowski. We voted for Donald Trump because we thought he was going to put America first, not Israel. And, you know, Alex, it's astounding. It's astounding. James Langford is he's a Baptist youth counselor. Yeah, he's a Christian Zionist. You know, the Jews are God's chosen people. You couldn't talk him out of that with a gun. And it's absurd. They're not.
And now they're trying to pass a law that merges with a foreign power infamous for spying on us. It's absolute treason. Hold their feet to the fire.
Well, we're trying. There's nobody here that's really got any representation in D.C., Alex.
Well, keep it up, brother. And you're calling to the show. And God bless you. Call back in again. All right. Thank you, sir. I could talk to you all day. I love the calls. We're trying to get calls in every day. I'm going to have some days coming up where it's nothing but calls. Start doing some special shows at night where we just take calls. We'll start taking calls on the weekend show as well. I've been doing a Saturday show, Sunday show. I'm working as hard as I can. Now, we have some very special guests on the mind control, on the globalist, on the expansion from beta to operational coming up next hour. This is really important. Please stay with us and share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Share that on your email list. Text message. Tell people the resistance is live and well. The next phase of the InfoWar is live at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget, we have the new liquid, strongest turmeric on the market, 95% humanoid, better absorption of the liquid, ultimate turmeric formula at thealexjonesstore.com at 50% off right now. We have the collectible 250th anniversary, 1776 Jerusalem Cross coins. I need your support. You're the reason we're still here. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart the viewers and listeners that do support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to encourage everybody out there that sees what's happening in the world to realize we are critical in the fight for human liberty. This operation at alexjoneslive.com. We can't do it without thealexjonesstore.com and you going there and getting the incredible methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, the incredible other products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs of t-shirts, hoodies, caps, you name it. It's all there. The new shower filters, highest level, taking out the toxins, incredibly low price. It's all there. Great items you need. It keeps us on the air. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number four, straight ahead.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.